Now we are talking about other types of foodstuffs, which is a discussion whether they're considered food in respect to tumas oichlin. Hapagin v'habayse. Hapagin is a fig which is not fully ripe. Baiser are grapes that are not fully ripened. It's the size of the bean, but it's not fully ripened yet. So Rabbi Kiva matava tumas oichlin. Kiva also over here holds, not also over here. In the previous case, Rabbi Kiva held the spices are not matava tumas oichlin, but pagan v'baiser, even though they're still not sweet yet, they're still sour, but they're minimally edible, and therefore matava tumas oichlin, even according to Rabbi Kiva. But over here, Rabbi Yechon the Nui Oymer Mishayovel Oynet HaMaisers. Here it's the other way around. Rabbi Yechon the Nui says, nope. In order to be considered as food in respect to Maisa, in respect to Tumas Oichlim, the fruit has to reach the size or the level of ripeness that they will be chayv in Tumas and Maisers. Yeah, each one has its level. That's a little bit more advanced, more grown. Yeah, Priti Zeisim Ve'anovim. That a certain type of hardened olives and grapes these are grapes and olives that did not develop properly and therefore they weren't used for wine and oil. Bishame metamin. Bishame says that since they're edible the way they are, even though they're not a high quality grapes and olives, that's enough to metam to metam. Bishil metarim. Bishil says it's not choshev enough to be considered food. All these situations are things which are eaten, but ayvecha, not lachatchila. Hakatach, yeah, they translate katach as kimmel, caraway seeds. Bishamim mitamim, bishamim holds it's not considered food. Bishil mitamim, bishil holds it is considered food, and based on what we saw before, that seems to be this kimmel, even though generally it's eaten used as a spice, but it could also be eaten by itself. The same lemaisres is also chayv in maisres.